Jeff Hoffman against Gonzalez. Pitch is right down the middle. Called strike three. And the game with a bitter taste is over.
Yeah, I think I'm fighting for my spot in the game, honestly. I think at some point, throwing the way that I've thrown, there's not a lot of places for seven ERA starting pitchers in the big league. So, I don't know what the next step is. And, I'm going to find it and have a run. I just don't know when or where that'll be.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. That was the voice of Walker, the appropriately named Bueller, starting pitcher, Boston Red Sox. Well, formerly starting pitcher, Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Are the odds out? Does he make another start?
I don't think he makes another start. And I give him credit. He's the one guy who sees a dumpster fire and goes, that's a dumpster fire.
It's full of trash and it's on fire.
Like everybody, oh, we're a good baseball team. We're going to be fine. We're going to be buyers at the deadline. The hell you are. You can't win games, Rock. You can't win.
You can't win.
Red Sox are now 8 games out of first place behind the Yankees.
Just remember when it was, you know what I liked it better? When it was 4.
Like when you were closer to first than last, you're not. Closer to last than first.
You won 9 of 12, 5 straight series in a row. The vibes were immaculate. Momentum was building. We could actually see a team nipping at the
winning
heels of the
series
postseason.
Here and there.
Yeah.
Now you're losing series. You're losing games. You do mix in the occasional blowout win to help fluff up your statistics and make your overall statistics look a little better. They did that. They got that out of the way on Saturday. But the Red Sox, not good.
Red Sox or Red Sox?
Sox.
Yeah, let's go with Red Sox.
Red Sox
from this
Nation.
Point forward. Yesterday, Andy, brag. I was going for a run along the beach. Had my guy.
I don't believe you.
I had my guy, Dan Ball. The ball game was on before the Red Sox Mass Mutual pregame show. And I think you actually took a call and you guaranteed the caller, watch. No, you were speaking with Frizoco, who was producing Brian Frizoco.
Yeah, did a fantastic
job. Operator. You and Frizoco, nice vibe. Some called you the Fitzy and Hart of Sunday mornings.
And I wasn't sure how to take that.
That's a compliment, because we were the Mustard and Johnsons.
Right.
Like everybody.
You have to graduate. You have to come from
forefather. Something. Pass it along.
Humble beginnings. Anyway, you told Frizoco, I am full well aware of the fact that the Red Sox are not going to score enough runs to win today because they had scored 14 on Saturday. Was there anything more predictable in the world after losing 9-0 than winning 14-2 than to come out, give up early runs, and come just a little short yesterday?
Yeah, no, that was that's who they are, especially. Well, good news, though, if you want to spin it positive, we're at Fenway Park. You know who else is at Fenway Park set to step on the mound tonight? Garrett Crochet. You know what that means?
Big.
You only lose 3-2 instead of 9-1.
Right, or 2-1.
Yes. As my buddy Lou Maloney said when I talked to him on the way in, it'll be 1-0 in the 7th, I'm sure. Because Garrett Crochet is just a man. He doesn't actually get to hit, although, should we give him a chance? Bet you he was a good hitter at some point in his life.
He's How much worse could it be?
He's big enough. Really, that's what it's come down to. It's the last day of June. How much worse could it get?
Tune in on Wednesday around 2:30 when I ask Alex Cora, have you thought of letting Crochet hit at all?
Well, there have been excellent. Who was the last Red Sox pitcher? Like, Clemens was a good hitter.
Yeah. Well, my whole theory is, knowing nothing about them, most of these guys that are major league pitchers were the best athlete on their high school team and probably batted 440.
Right.
Like, they could hit back then. In Little League, they played short, they pitched, and they hit, or center field.
Hey, have you heard of this guy, Andy? Stop me, this may be a little odd for this hour, but there's this guy in the National League, used to play in the American League.
People said they shouldn't let him do both things.
Mm-hmm.
That guy?
Yeah, so he pitches. Mm. He can throw the ball over 100 miles an hour.
So says the gun.
All right, Mr. Hashtag gun skeptic over here. And then, on top of it all, he's the best hitter in the National League.
Yeah. Life's not fair. Even Tom Brady looks at that and goes, that's kind of ridiculous. That'd be like Tom Brady being Ed Reed and Tom Brady. When he was done with the series, he went to play safety, picked the ball off to get the ball back for Tom Brady.
But in high school, sometimes in college, we'll see if Travis Hunter can try to pull off being a good to very good cornerback and a good to very good receiver this season.
But Garrett Crochet will be on the mound tonight against the Reds are in town. Old friend Tito Francona will be here.
Hard to root against Tito.
Are we still saying these are important games, important series, or have we kind of given up?
Nah.
I feel like we've kind of waved the white flag. We've kind of said it's summer. It is so slow in Red Sox Nation right now that we're looking at,
how slow is it?
it.
We're looking at NHL free agency and NBA free agency as like, oh, well, that could be interesting. Let's see what the Bruins do.
That was a tumbleweed that just blew by our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio.
Man, that's a bad level of bad when the Bruins are relevant again.
They're much more dynamic to talk about right now. Or
they
at least
just drafted
today.
A future star. They could trade their star to reacquire another star. At least there's...
And also one of their stars may stage a dramatic homecoming as well. I'm with Hart. I can't believe it. The Bruins on Monday, June 30th, 2025, are far more interesting than the Dead Sox.
Because part of what hurts the
Red Sox, whatever,
is you people. Get it out of the way early, Fitzy.
205, Stiz. Mark
this is down. More just you. Okay. You got what you wanted earlier rather than later.
Wait, why me?
Anthony and Meyer and those guys are playing in the big leagues.
You didn't want them?
I did, but that was the carrot on the horizon. Like, oh, at some point, we'll get to root for these young guys.
Yeah.
Well, the young guys are here. The team still stinks, and they're not winning baseball games.
There's no veteran ballast on this team. Who can you lean on? With Bregman out, who can you lean on to carry you? Like, the kids need time to mature. We thought there would be enough veterans.
David Hamilton.
Hey, side note, by the way, did you know David Hamilton dropped my kids off earlier this morning in
Yarp? Great story.
Well, this is germane to you because you're the Mr. Number One David Hamilton fan. David Hamilton didn't realize you used to play for the YD Red Sox. My son's best friend had his glove autographed by David Hamilton. I was like, there's one person I work with who would be mildly interested in that. End of story.
And why are they the YD Red Sox?
Yarmouth Dennis.
Yeah, but the high school is Dennis Yarmouth.
That's a great question.
YD and DY.
It's DY High, but they're the YD Sox. Yeah.
Okay, see, you wanted to yell at me and say something snarky and stupid.
No, I didn't.
And then you realized, wait, it's a decent question.
No, you prejudged me on that one. I didn't actually. I was thinking it through myself, like, YDDY? That's not,
it's a little weird.
It's a skosh weird.
Same towns,
yep.
Same letters.
Same field, same everything.
What are we doing? How come one gets top? Maybe shared billing, like negotiated billing?
Oh, sorry, Stiz. How would things at the barbecue this weekend with Sam Adams and your friends? Tell me, huh?
Seems offensive. Who are we offending early in this show? As long as you don't break out...
You're not the only one who's allowed to say, I'm in a mood today. I just...
Just don't break out the Anthony family imitation that you did when when Anthony was in the stands. I feel like that is one we can just leave for...
Or how about the Leah Anthony?
Okay, all right.
All right.
Boston Red Sox, 8 games out. Dan Ball and I were actually having this conversation on the way in, and Dan Ball is alongside here in the Fenway studio, so
hey guys.
I'll let him chime in. Are we dangerously close if you are the Red Sox? Mm-hmm. If you're Breslow, mm-hmm. who keeps telling us mm-hmm. they're going to be buyers. Told Greg Hill late last week sometime. Oh, yeah, we'll be adding to the 2025 Boston Red Sox.
So what he means, though,
to what end?
We'll be adding to the Red Sox because when we trade our stars, we'll be getting players in return that we're going to play.
I don't think that was what he...
That is.
Yeah, that's we would be looking to improve our team.
Improve.
Okay.
Improve.
Well, I was told, so vague.
I was told
that's
the
vague.
Are you a better team without Jaren Duran?
No, can you be much worse?
But I mean, you could trade for players and say, maybe you get a 2-for-1. Are you a better team? No. So he is saying,
I love a BOGO.
They're trying to be a better team, or was saying that. Now, that could change as you continue to lose games, because at some point, we don't want to acknowledge this. We don't want to acknowledge this, but at some point.
But we're going to.
Trading Aroldis Chapman is the right thing to do.
Oh, that needs to happen before the All-Star break.
Right?
Like let's
those
just...
are things, if you're going to just put your big boy pants and glasses on and look at the situation, you can dream you're a contender. You're now, there's 3 teams ahead of you outside of the wild card picture. You're 3 games back. Rangers and Guardians are 2.5 back. Angels are 2 back. Like, you're basically one of the worst teams in the American League.
Oh, but you're a hot week from being right in it. But you're a cold week from being out of it.
But you don't have a lot of hot weeks, and you have plenty of not hot weeks.
Yeah, you're in one.
That's
a matter of fact.
This feels like an extended week.
This is a long week. An ice
10-day vacation. So what are they? 7.
Okay, since the Devers deal, so that Friday night they go into San Francisco, pick up the 9-5 win.
Chapman.
Oh my God! Stared him down. We are on a heater.
We're never gonna lose
again. Since then, what are they? They lost 2
crappy
5. So they have lost 7 of their last 8. Way to capitalize on all the momentum through those series, including taking 5 of 6 from your rival Yankees, who continue to sit atop the AL East without even putting forth their representative best effort.
Well, and if you look at it, I mean, we could use the Walker Buehler comments as sort of a leaping off point. After last start, he basically said, I'm going to paraphrase here, Dan Ball, sometimes you got to stop, you know, fooling yourself or lying to yourself. He knows he's toast. He still knows he's toast.
Mm-hmm.
and they still keep putting him out there. You think he's the only one who knows he's toast? It's why we kind of ignored the Alex Cora comment about him, like, oh, he's still got good stuff. And like, he doesn't think he has good stuff.
Yeah.
So your manager can say you have good stuff, but if the guy himself, who holds the ball in his hand and looks 60 feet at a major leaguer and says, well, I'm probably not going to get this guy out.
Whenever you hear your pitcher say, well, let's see how this goes.
Right.
Nope, that's not what you want. And I'm guaranteeing you, I am no soothsayer, nor have I played one on television, but I am guaranteeing you Walker Buehler will not be with the Red Sox by the end of July. He will go back to L.A., like I mentioned last week, and magically, through the power of Dodger, Mookie, and Dave Roberts mania, will rediscover his form and be a dominant reliever once again. He will be a factor for the Dodgers going down the street. This is karma. This is how these things work out. It just wasn't meant to be here. Like, he can still hit 95, 96 on the gun. The problem is, it's right down the middle of the plate.
Oh, yeah, his problem is either home run allowed or walk a guy. Like, that's kind of his sweet spot right now as a pitcher.
Yeah, there's a reason why his name's Walker.
I'm telling you, it was bad at birth. Is that his real name? I've never even
Walker? Heard. It's a great name.
For a Texas Ranger, okay. Not for a pitcher. Yeah,
that's a good point.
You would name your, if you wanted your son to be
Heater.
A major league pitcher,
I would name him.
One of the last things you'd name him is Walker.
I'd probably name him Ricky.
Clearly.
Walker Heater. Anthony Buehler.
Walker Anthony Buehler. I would start going by W. Anthony Buehler will take the mound for the Dodgers.
All right,
August.
Red Sox fans, W. Anthony Buehler on the mound tonight.
What you gotta do?
How are you?
But I know there's not a lot going on, right? There's a lot and not a lot all at once, I guess, would be the way I describe it in the sports world. Like, there's not a lot of games for us in
there's
Boston.
There's plenty
the Red
to
Sox.
Talk about. There's nothing yes. consequential.
And we're
the
on
moment.
The eve. We are going to get into it today. We're on the eve of both NBA and NHL free agency. Dan Ball, NHL free agency starts when?
Tomorrow at noon.
And NBA free agency starts when?
Technically tonight at 6, but not until a couple days from then when they can actually sign the
Are these
contract.
The legal tampering
yes.
period?
July 6th. It doesn't start till then, but we'll hear about probably like 9 big-name players will switch teams in the next 3 days, but it hasn't started yet. Tune in to the 6th to see
and
what happens.
Breaking news from Shams on Pat McAfee today, Andy. There's going to be a lot of big deals.
Of course there is.
What? Isn't that crazy? There's going to be a lot of big deals that players are going to sign during free agency.
Fireworks?
Apparently, yeah. Explosions. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there are ongoing, and we're going to get into this as well, Jaylen Brown trade talks. Oh, the Sacramento Kings, are they interested? Would they give you a huge haul for Jaylen Brown? I thought we had put these to bed after draft night. You made it through draft night. Sort of that theory, if they wanted to make a big deal, wouldn't they want the picks and that to unfold and change in that sense? Didn't happen, but there's continued Jaylen Brown rumors. There's lots of talk about Luke Kornet and Al Horford, guys that might be going, guys that might be staying in Sam Hauser. So we'll get into some Celtics a little bit later on. We will talk about my guy Hagans out of BC.
Oh, he's
not my guy.
He's your guy now?
He was the one name I talked about pre-draft, and we got him, so I'm going with he's my guy.
Oh, you claim first he's on him.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you've been high on him for a while.
I've liked him ever since found out who he was.
As the cinephile and resident pop culture nerd, I've always been a fan of Geeky, so I'm glad the Bruins locked him up.
We have some Bruins talk, some Celtics talk. We're going to have a little Red Sox talk at 2:30. Our guy Brad Foe going to join us here at Fenway Park
baseball.
In studio. We're going to talk about an interesting topic that kind of fell into my ears, so to speak.
Private detective work?
A little bit. Something that is being reported in the city of Boston regarding the Rafi Devers trade, or at least talked about openly like it is a fact, which, according to Brad Foe and others that we've talked to, just flat out isn't true. So we're going to debunk some rumors. We're going to debunk some reports around 2:30 when Brad Foe joins us. But right now it is about the state of the Boston Red Sox. What's the biggest issue with this team right now? Will we continue? Sometimes we say, what do you count on that they're good at?
Yeah.
Let's flip it sideways because, you know, it's sort of like when we do winner of the week and every once in a while we're like, no one won the week. We got to do loser of the week.
It has been hard recently.
Let's not do what the Red Sox are good at. What's the biggest issue right now with the Boston Red Sox? If you had a little magic wand, if you were Glinda the Good Witch and could just bing, fix something, what would one thing you'd fix right now?
C-O-N-T S-I-S
Nailed it.
Yeah. What up? Who are you? Shut up.
Consistency. Cinephile. He's not a speller.
Consistency. They don't do anything consistently. The only thing they do consistently is frustrate the dickens out of us. They can never pitch and hit consistently together. Like, oh man, they scored 14 runs on Saturday. They got lit up on Friday night. Oh, they couldn't hit on Sunday as well. There is no consistency on this team, Andy, because there are not enough veterans that you can count on. I'm sorry, Trevor Story, not good enough to carry an offense. Alex Bregman, not coming back anytime soon, probably because he's making sure that quad is all healed up so he can get paid a ton more money from the Red Sox. Why? Because they desperately need him because he was the most consistent player on the team earlier this season. You're rife with rookies. 1 week, Garrett Whitlock is awesome. He and Slayton are the best. The next week, they absolutely blow. Basically, you have Chapman, bad calls, bad base running, a bunch of rookies, and no one you can count on. It is the most inconsistent Red Sox team that I can possibly remember.
So I have something that they are consistently doing that I would eliminate or at least improve on greatly.
Losing.
No, that is obviously one of them. Strikeouts. If I could fix one thing, they would strike out a lot less. Like yesterday was a relatively low day for them, 9 strikeouts.
Oh,
so one-third of your outs came in which the other team didn't need to do anything. You didn't put the ball in play. You didn't put any pressure. And I was watching the broadcast, and Will Middlebrooks, who is growing on me more and more by the day.
I told you, he's fantastic.
He has a lot of snide remarks that I'm starting to hear more
of. Yeah, he's sneaking those things in that when you like ultimately boil it down to the divorce, you're like, now this is what it always meant. Yeah. This is why you were being snide at the dinner table.
I love it. And yesterday's was, they were talking a little bit about something Ted Johnson, our own Ted Johnson, has advocated for. You're athletic, play small ball, more aggressive, steal bases, do some of these things. And Will Middlebrooks goes, unfortunately, you can't steal first base. And that's where the issue lies. They can't steal first base, and you're not even giving yourself a chance when you strike out. If you put the ball in play, BAPIP. Did I nail it?
Nailed it.
BAPIP.
What does it stand for?
Balls in play.
That is the last
thing. And what was that?
Batting average balls in play.
Unbelievably nerd-tastic stat you rolled out.
BISPA or something. And BISPA, BAPSA, BABSON.
No, I was going to say, that's the school out in
Emerson.
Yep. What NYU, was that stat you busted out yesterday?
E-Woba? You really want to hear it?
Yes.
Ex-Woba.
Ex-Woba. Is that the movie about the guy that falls in love with the robot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is there a sequel to that? Ex-Woba 2?
All right. Now we brought it up. We got to say, what the hell is an ex-Woba?
He used it. He even delivered the caveat of, and I know Andy, he even mentioned you. He's like, Andy Hurd always calls me the stat nerd on the show, and then he bullies me, and he keeps me in a corner, and he chains me up.
You do not bully him.
I even couched it with, even I'm boring myself talking about this right now. Like, if you're turning your radio off hearing ex-Woba, it's an expected stat. It's trying to describe that Roman Anthony was getting unlucky. The quality of at-bats and the quality of his hits were better than the batting average would.
Oh, I don't hate that. I don't hate that as much. Now, the number, but just to me, that also passes the eyeball test. I see him hitting the ball hard. For example, the first game we talked about it, he hit that line drive off the pitcher right to the shortstop. You're out.
Yeah.
Like,
off his buttock.
We see that. But they need to put the ball in play more as a team. And so I don't know if my dream, I don't think my dream Glinda Ferry dust would be let them hit home runs. I don't actually think that. I think they'd be better off giving up on home runs, giving up on launch angle, just saying, you know what we're going to do? Like Little League Baseball, down and hard, line drives, don't try to hit the ball in the air. Like those things you were taught by your Little League coach.
Uh-huh.
If they did that, I think they'd win a lot more baseball because I do believe they have some speed. I do believe they have some athleticism. Sure. They can steal some bases.
That's actually the thing that they're not capitalizing on is using their athleticism. Like they're trying to be like a beer league softball team. But they're not. They're a small ball.
Because the drive line told them to.
Well, and you know what?
Hey,
they don't
have
a lot
You're going to die. You're going to die alone without anyone knowing who you are. Oh, I'm sorry. That was what the drive line guy wrote back.
I know, but it
Twitter.
Hits a little close to home.
No, come on. I wasn't making direct.
But that would be the one thing I would fix. And you know who else I think would fix that?
Who?
Alex Cora.
Yeah. He hates strikeouts.
Can we try it on Wednesday?
No.
2:30?
You have now, through this little hodgepodge of an opening ramble scramble here on WEI Afternoons, I think you have actually distilled and boiled down the issue. Alex Cora is not able to manage this team the way he wants to because there is a driveline incentive or a driveline mandate, and instead he can't pivot a la Crossing Sports 3-2-1. It's always football or food with Fitzy. Back in 2018, this Tom Brady passing attack isn't working. Yeah, we have a really good, healthy offensive line and a young running back that can hit the hole pretty hard. Let's become a power running team. Boom, Super Bowl.
You're going to present that whole thing without the Pro Bowl fullback?
No.
Sorry.
I forgot about
Pro Bowl fullback James Devlin. All right.
Red Sox don't have a James. They could use some James Devlin. Some scrappy, just going to do whatever it takes to win kind of players.
Yeah. Who is that? I feel like they have that.
Like a Justin Turner, like one of those guys. Like,
I mean, I think Duran wants to be that, but I think in trying to be that, it has undercut his ability to produce at as high a level as he once
was.
Willie
Abreu looks like a hoss. He could probably do that.
Yeah. They don't, to me, play to their strengths. And that's, and I'm not saying they got a ton of strengths right now. So, like, I get it out there. 617-779-7937. If you're like, Andy, what are those strengths? That's a fair consideration, a fair topic. And we'll ask that of Rob Bradford when he joins us in studio next. But I don't think they play to their strengths.
Nope.
And I think that's a hallmark of a bad team. Any team that tries to be something they're not, and I don't care the sport, football, hockey, baseball, like,
is it too late to pivot, though?
Do it.
You're 85 games in, Dan, just to update the board. Okay. The Red Sox will have to go. They have 77 games remaining. They're going to have to go, ready? They're literally going to have to win two of every three. They have to go 51-26 to reach 92-7.
Oh, it's like telling people how I have to jump to dunk. Like, it doesn't matter. I can't do that. They can't do that either.
No, it's not done yet. It's still, that's not possible. Dunk. Well, on an 8-foot rim, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and they might be able, if the lead weren't eight games, they might be able to cut three off. But
sure.
They're not passing all these teams.
51-26.
You think they're going to go 51-26?
I said that's what they need to do. Did I say it was going to happen? I'm not even going to do that. Anything is possible.
You know who was a liar? Yeah, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Not everything is possible. Sorry, kids. Earmuffs, if you're listening right now and want to have hope in life, not everything is
possible.
And actually,
you know what? Jason Tatum, what they going to say now? They're going to say, you can't win.
The Boston Red Sox, 8 games back, falling further back in the wild card, but Crochet is on the bump tonight, so they got a chance at least to win a game if they can maybe score more than one or two runs. He will give them a chance, we know that. And we'll have a chance up next to talk to Rob Bradford, who is going to debunk a report, a narrative, a rumor, I'm not sure what you want to call it, but something pretty bombastic has been said a number of times in the last few days in the city of Boston about how exactly the Rafi Devers trade came about. We're going to talk about that next with Rob Bradford here in studio at Fenway Park. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by MassMutual. The Red Sox fell to the Los Angeles, fell yesterday at Fenway Park. The final score was 5-3. Doesn't even matter at this point. Walker Buehler gave up 4 earned runs over 4 innings. His ERA in June was 11.07. Boston welcomes the Cincinnati Reds to Fenway Park for a 3-game series as their homestand continues. First pitch of Game 1 is set for 7:10. Garrett Crochet will start opposite rookie Chase Burns. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with our guy Joe Weil is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. From earlier today, the Red Sox announced that Zach Kelly left yesterday's game with oblique tightness. He went for an MRI today. It is a possibility that he could be sent to the IL with Jordan Hicks, expected to return very soon. And from earlier today as well, outfielder Justinson Garcia, known as the Password, will represent the Red Sox in the All-Star Futures game on July the 12th. The Bruins have made a number of signings over the last 24 hours. Murat Kuznetsov has a 2-year extension worth $925,000 per year. Michael Callahan, a 1-year, 2-year, 2-way contract as well. Henry Jokiharju, 3 years with an average annual value of $3 million. Johnny Beecher, 1 year. Michael DiPietro, 2 years. And Morgan Geeky has also signed a 6-year extension worth $5.5 million per season. NHL free agency opens up tomorrow at noon. Meanwhile, NBA free agency officially opens up on Monday. That's today at 6 p.m. At this time, teams can start negotiating with all free agents, but contracts cannot officially be signed until July 6th. Luke Kornet and Al Horford headline the Celtics pending free agents. Fans, don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show tonight at 6:10 with our guy, Joe Weil. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. WEEI's Rob Bradford joins the guys live at the studio here at Fenway Park right after this.